Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming straight at you, people. Lots to talk about in the sports world. Obviously, those Phoenix Suns on the cusp of getting to the NBA Finals. The Bucks and the Hawks in a dogfight. Somebody's going to come out on top in that thing, obviously. Man, so much to talk about. We got TKOs to talk about. We got golf to talk about. We got baseball. We got Stanley Cup finals to be talking about. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Dorf. Yeah, no, I'm doing great. And as you so eloquently put it out there, there's a lot to talk about from the finals to the Stanley Cup finals, baseball. Look, my Cubs had a combined no-hitter the other day, so that was fun to watch. But there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, combined no-hitter, between four dudes, eight walks. Just kind of a crazy no-hitter, if you will. But speaking of no-hitter, on the other side, we're going to talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, and obviously we talk hockey, but we as well talk to him about baseball, so that's why we're also talking about the no-hitter there. So good play on words, my friend. Good segue for me, my friend. So anyways, a lot to dive into, as we all know. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Ron Barr here. Now that people are getting out and exercising more, I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor helps those exercise-related pains and general muscle aches and pains. Now, if you're going to be working in the garden, you're going to be using your hands a lot. And if your hands hurt, listen to what Julia Brown had to say about using Relief Factor.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Be sure to check out Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with me as always, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple different ways, people. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pickskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports on social media, Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. On Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter on with us to talk about some NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the Canadiens and the Lightning getting it on, man. I just can't wait. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. Going to be a fun series. And, you know, we got to give some love to the Canadiens, man. I don't think it's been since like 1993 or something like that since they've had something along these lines happen to them. And we know they've got the most, like 25 Stanley Cup finals and things like that. But this has got to kind of hit home with you, John. Good morning, by the way, as well, my friend.
Yeah, good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, it's been a long time since we've seen a Canadian team, I'm going to say fight for the Stanley Cup, probably not an appropriate word given hockey has a tendency to develop fights, but let's say challenge for the Stanley Cup. It's been a U.S., a U.S. domain for a number of years now. I mean, I remember when I was younger and there were only six teams in the NHL, and Toronto and Montreal used to win, 4 or 5 years out of every six. So that has changed significantly since the expansion in 67, one through the sheer volume of the number of teams in the States compared to Canada, but secondly, the development of European and American-born hockey players has made for much better quality hockey. So it's really good to see a Canadian team back in there. I got to be honest with you, I was hoping and thinking it might be the Toronto Maple Leafs, but Montreal put paid to that, and quite deservedly so in the Stanley Cup final against the defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning.
Good morning, John. Hope all is well up there in Toronto. My question is simply this. I'm actually looking forward to having a Canadian team in there. It just kind of shakes things up a little bit. But my question is actually with Vegas. Okay, they've been in their third semifinal in 4 years. but their offense just went stagnant. Is that going to create some questions for them offensively that they need to address coming into next season?
I think it is, Mike. First of all, good morning. Hope you're doing well as well. We're doing just fine up here, thanks. I think Vegas is so far ahead of schedule for an expansion team. I think we forget that they've only been around 4 years and have progressed 3 years quite deeply into the Stanley Cup Finals. I think we tend to lose sight of the fact that this is a team that's 4 years old, and generally when you look at an expansion team that's 4 years old, with one or two exceptions in various sports, you're looking at a team that's still looking up at 25 or 30 teams in the standings. So they deserve an awful lot of credit for getting where they are. In answer to your question about the offensive piece of it, yes, they did go stale in the basically, they haven't played all that well in the whole playoffs, in my opinion. They played well against Colorado. They played well enough to win the other series. But at the end of the day, I think their offense has dried up a little bit. Yes, do they need to address that? But quite frankly, I'm not sure how they're going to address that, because part of their success is the fact that they've got a lot of talented players that are signed to lucrative and long-term contracts, and some of those contracts are immovable, either because of the current financial situation in the league and in the sports world in general, or because they have no trade, no movement clauses. So I'm not really sure how easy it's going to be for them to make the moves that you and I probably feel they need to make, but certainly they need to do something to balance that team out a little bit. Way too much talent on that team to keep losing, that's for sure.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey playoffs. Stanley Cup Finals are here. Canadians and the Lightning going at it. And since you backtracked there for a quick moment with the Vegas Knights, I want to backtrack and talk about the Islanders and the Lightning series. And, you know, two favorite words I have to say in sports are Game 7, and we got that. And quite frankly, John, you thought it was one of the greatest games you may have ever seen. So backtrack a little bit about that. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, quite frankly, I've seen a number of Game 7s. I'm going to take a quick guess and say I've probably seen about 50 Game 7s in my lifetime. I think there's been 184 of them played since Game 7s came into being around 1939, 1940. I can't remember a better Game 7 that I enjoyed any more than I did that one on Friday night. I thought both teams played exceptionally well. We saw great goaltending on both teams. We saw lots of wide-open attacking hockey. We saw no stupidity in terms of silly checks and dirty checks and late checks. Ironically, we only saw one penalty in the whole game, and it was a deciding factor, but not the deciding factor that you would normally expect it to be. It produced the shorthanded goal, which was the only goal of the game. So just an outstanding game, in my opinion, and perhaps not having any skin in the game for either team made it that much more enjoyable, because I could actually sit back and enjoy it rather than be sitting there on the edge of my seat hoping that my team was going to pop a goal and win the game. So I thought it was a well-played game. I thought it was a great advert for the game. And I'm glad that it was shown nationally in the United States, because it will help promote the game in the United States. And it was two teams that I thought were fairly evenly matched, deservedly in a Game 7 in the third series. So I thought everything worked out really, really well. And if it didn't whet your appetite for a Montreal-Tampa Bay semi-final game, final series, I don't know what else would.
Yeah, I mean, all right, so now we're here. We got the Canadians and we got the Lightning going at it in the Stanley Cup Finals. And, you know, the Lightning have been kind of knocking on that door, right, for the past few years. You know, they had that amazing season where they had all those points and wound up not, you know, accumulating the Stanley Cup trophy anyway and hoisting that bad boy up there. And, you know, the Canadians haven't been there in so long. I got news for you. I think this is great for the game of hockey. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. To your point, the Lightning have been knocking on the door for a while. It's only 2 years ago that they were the best team in the regular season and then were embarrassed very quickly by the much lower seed Columbus Blue Jackets and went out in the first round. Last year, of course, they won the Stanley Cup in somewhat very unusual circumstances in that bubble where all the games were were played in Edmonton and Toronto. Then this year, a shortened regular season, but back again in the Stanley Cup final. I think it's, I've said for most of the season that I was surprised that Tampa was third in that division all year behind Florida and Carolina. I really thought that Tampa was the best team, certainly on paper, in that division. I thought they were a better team than what they showed in the standings. And maybe this has now been proven by the fact that they've won three series, two of those series without having the advantage of home ice. So I think it's great to see Tampa Bay back there. I think you're going to see a lot of fans packed into Amalie Arena in Tampa. And I can't think of a better circumstance than to watch the defending Stanley Cup champion play against the team that has the most Stanley Cups in history, as you point out, the Montreal Canadiens. So looking forward to a great series. Hope it's a long series. Potentially, if it went seven games, won't be over till July the 11th, but let's hope we get five or six really good games out of this.
To me, it's kind of like, you know, you have the old school in Montreal with the Canadiens, right, where we're talking about a very historied and they just have so much history there. And then you have the Lightning, who are making this recent history. That's why, to me, I think it's great for the game. You know, you look at, you're getting a view at the old, kind of sneaking their head back in to the new age, and you got the Lightning who kind of want to flex their muscles and say, hey, we're the big boys now, not you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there's a lot of ties between Tampa and Montreal, you know, in terms of player movement and even at the management level. Julien Brisebois, who's the general manager of the Tampa Bay Lightning, previous to joining Tampa, was an assistant general manager in Montreal, French-Canadian, so Montreal obviously is hometown. So lots of ties between these two teams. I'm really looking forward to it. You know where I will be the next couple of weeks every second night.
Who you got winning this one, John? Who's taking this?
Oh, real tough question. On paper, you got to go with Tampa, but Montreal has played so well, and goaltending is such a big piece of this. You got to factor in Carey Price. I'm looking at Tampa, but again, a six or seven game series. But if Mr. Price stands on his head, I could be proven wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. Time will tell. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap about Major League Baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Oh, still out there for Vegas as it's got Kinyevi ahead. Anderson's got a step. Josh Anderson stopped by. Rebound. Scores. Yes, Barry caught Kinyevi. And the Canadians have the icebreaker in Game 5. Marchessault around, and now John Merrill. Nice short pass. Canadians are out. They'll get a change if they want it. Toffoli leads it. And here's Suzuki moving in. Swings for the corner. Centers it in front. Scores! What a pass by Suzuki. And Eric Staal makes it 2-0.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Poteet, first base side of the rubber, sets. Kicks and fires, and Schwarber swings and drives one to deep center. Marte going back, way back at the wall. It is gone. Goodbye. A three-run homer for Kyle Schwarber. Bang, zoom, he's done it again. Home run number 21.
Now the 1-1, swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. Lynn is back, still going back, and it is gone! A game-winning walk-off two-run home run for Jordan Luplo. A towering blast.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. We're obviously going to talk some Major League Baseball at this point in time in the program. We've got Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. I'm obviously Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. And, you know, John, each and every week we go through the Major League Baseball ranks and we dive in and dissect things. And, you know, to me it's relatively interesting what is happening this year, to be honest. And a lot of years I don't pay attention all that much and kind of pay attention when it comes to like August and September and then obviously getting into the playoffs and things like that. But I'm paying a little bit of attention this year and I'm noticing the shuffling of who's on top, the musical chairs, I guess, if you will, of who's on top of each and every division. And, you know, Tampa Bay, they continue to play very well. Boston is playing well. I'm talking American League East. The Yankees are there, but they're not there. But we know they will be there at the end of things. The Blue Jays have been there. And then all of a sudden, now they're kind of slipping out of the mix a little bit. The Central, I think we all thought it was going to be the White Sox, and they're there at the top. And I think we're maybe a little surprised that the Cleveland Indians are pushing them the way they are, because we thought maybe Minnesota would have been a little bit better, but they're there in the cellar. And then you go to the West in the American League, fellas, and, you know, Oakland has been playing fantastic, okay? All of a sudden, here comes the guys that have been beating on the drums to win playoff games and winning that championship in the Houston Astros, and bam, before you know it, now they're back on top of this thing, and they've won 9 of their last 10 games. Interesting to see what's happening there. The Mets are distancing themselves in the National League East. That's what I'm noticing there. The Milwaukee Brewers in the Central, they continue to impress the living daylights out of me, man. The pitching is ridiculous, and all of a sudden, the run differential is now in the green. It's been in the red all season long. I think that's a positive thing. The Cubs are right behind them, and Mike's all giddy about them throwing a no-hitter with four different dudes and eight walks and just not the cleanest of all no-hitters, as we all know. But, hey, it goes down in the record books as a no-hitter. And then you got the San Francisco Giants. Like, where in the hell is this coming from? Because it's an even – they usually did things on even years, if I'm not mistaken. It's an odd year this year. So baseball is odd all around, I'm thinking, John.
Yeah, great point. Lots of surprises, musical chairs. It's all, with one or two exceptions, it seems like all of the divisions have been much like the National League Central has been for what seems like a decade. You know, look at the standings on Tuesday and then look again on Friday, and you might find that they're completely upside down in those four games. To me, it's absolutely amazing that San Francisco is where they are. You know, best record in Major League Baseball as we speak. I just find it unbelievable. I mean, there was nothing in spring training that indicated that the Giants would be as dominant as they have been, and let's keep in mind that they've got two of the best teams in baseball in the Dodgers and the Padres in their division. So, you know, they're not doing this against the Sisters of the Poor. They're doing this against good baseball teams. I don't know what Gabe Kapler has got in his little bag of tricks out there in San Francisco, but certainly this is a nice turnaround. Certainly the return of Buster Posey after sitting out in 2020 because of a family situation where he didn't want to expose his young family to the possibility of him contacting COVID is a factor. But, you know, with all due respect to Buster Posey, who I happen to think is probably the best catcher in the game right now, I just don't think he is the only difference. I think there's a lot of difference in that San Francisco team. And to use one of your favorite sayings, I think it's been next man up all season. They haven't missed a beat, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You know, John, we talk about the San Francisco Giants. We could also talk about those L.A. Dodgers. Are they still considered the best team in Major League Baseball, even though they're looking up at the Giants and they're in their own division?
Well, I think they're the best team until somebody knocks them off, Mike. Have they looked like the best team this season? No, but they're certainly in that conversation. And, you know, let's be honest, we're not quite halfway through the season and they're only two games behind. So that's, you know, that can be made up in a week. So I don't think it's panic time in Los Angeles, but I think the Dodgers probably thought that the Padres were going to be their main competition for that division title this year, and now they find out that the Giants are for real. So Dodgers have got some work to do. I think it's probably fairly fair to say that Colorado and Arizona are not in that discussion, but clearly San Diego, San Francisco, and the Dodgers are, and there's still a lot of baseball to be played between those three teams. So anybody that can watch West Coast baseball and stay up late enough to watch West Coast baseball is going to have some fun, I think, over the next couple of months.
John, let me ask you this. You know, we've obviously heard about what's happening with pitchers and things along those lines with spin rates, and too much science for me to figure out and understand, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, as DeGrom was kind of ripping up on the league, all of a sudden his shutout streak ends. Do these two things have anything in common, or is it just a matter of time when something like that is just going to take place?
I don't think there's anything. I mean, DeGrom to me has been so dominant for the last couple of years. I'm not convinced that he was using anything. I mean, I think this thing is serious, but I think it's been blown way out of proportion. I don't know whether you saw that clip last week with Max Scherzer and Joe Girardi. I mean, that was just a complete embarrassment to baseball, to Girardi, and to the Phillies to be in a situation where an opposing manager calls for a search halfway through an inning. For the third time, I think it was the top of the fourth, bottom of the fourth inning, and they checked Scherzer for the third time in the game. He was found to be clean every time. Then Girardi didn't like that. He came out on the field and wanted to entice Scherzer out of the opposition dugout to have a fist fight on the field. This is bad for baseball. Baseball has to get involved very quickly and amend this, and they've got to give a have to put some kind of punishment in there for a manager requesting a between innings or between batter search. I mean, we're talking about pace of game, and if anything's going to slow this wonderful game down, that is one of them. If they can't charge a guy with a timeout because he's got a challenge because he's got no challenges left, then call his team for an out, and they start making serious decisions like that, and this kind of foolishness will stop. I'm not convinced that there's more than one or two guys that are using this stuff seriously. Let's look at it after we've seen this rule in for a month, and let's see if anybody that had been super dominant now becomes super soft in terms of giving up hits and runs. We may see that, but these guys are professionals. They got to the major leagues because they have talent. Maybe they're helping themselves out a little bit, but I'm just getting to the point where I think it's ruining the game, and I agree they've got to do something about it, but the way they're handling it, I think, the way Major League Baseball is handling it, I think is very, very poor.
You know, John, we real quick here, with the D-backs, you know, kind of keeping it local for Andy and I, they end their 24-game road streak. What exactly do these D-backs and the organization need to do to turn this ship around?
I don't see many D-back games, so it's hard for me to really do any kind of an in-depth analysis, but I would say it's the obvious pitching, defense, and hitting. I don't think there's anything wrong with the management. I just think they need to put a better roster on the field.
Yeah, I think Torrey Lovello's done more with less, and finally it caught up to him, to be quite honest with you. John, as always, we appreciate your time. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay safe, and we'll chat next week.
All righty, John Polter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us. By the way, Mike, you're going to be all over that because I'm going to be in Hawaii next week, my friend. So enjoy during the show next week on your own, fellas. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, baby.
Swing and a fly ball. Hits a pretty deep left field off the bat of Walker at the wall. And this one is gone. Diamondbacks on the board. It's a 2-1 ball game on Christian Walker's third home run of the season.
This is Dorf on Sports.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Be sure to create a streamlined set of processes for your staff, something easy to follow and mold without needing over-communication. Assigning regular activities to your staff members will set clear expectations on a weekly and monthly basis, freeing up some strategy and creativity time for you as the business leader. Growing startups often struggle with management, and refining this process will help you scale faster and further. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Summer Sale Event.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Two inbounds quickly for George. Gets it about 60 feet away. George at the full court logo puts it up. Put it in! Paul George off the window! He does it every pregame. Makes one of those before the game. And it all pays off as George goes glass to finish the third. A miraculous shot for PG 13 gives him 23. And the Clippers will go into the fourth up 80-69.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, as he always does, each and every week. And by the way, we're always live Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Come back in the wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, you know, listening to the highlights about PG-13, brother, makes me think about a lot of things that have happened in the series with the Phoenix Suns, who, by the way, are on the cusp of getting to the NBA Finals. And beautiful, because you and I live here in the Valley of the Sun and love it. Absolutely fantastic stuff. The turnaround has just been remarkable, in a word. There's so many different things I could say about it, but the turnaround is absolutely incredible. It's remarkable. It's fantastic. It's been really fun to watch this all develop before our very own eyes, Mike. And, you know, looking at what's happened in the series a little bit with the highlight of hearing Paul George, he's missed some big shots from the free throw line, obviously, that have really hurt the Clippers. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. And in my humble opinion, I know that the Phoenix Suns are up 3-1, and I might sound crazy, I might sound nuts, and they're going to close this thing out, and they're going to go to the NBA Finals, which is great. And again, I thought it was going to happen, but if I were to tell you, I could see a scenario where things could be completely different, and it could be the Clippers leading this series right now 3-1, and on the cusp of doing something that people didn't think they should possibly be able to do. I don't think I'm totally crazy, because the Clippers blew game two, and you can make an argument that in game four, they should have somehow figured out a way to make a bucket in 4 or 5 minutes. And if they were to have gotten the lead, Mike Wilson, I'm telling you, things would have been different for the Phoenix Suns. The ability not to get the lead in that game late by the Clippers is what cost them the series, my friend.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
It's coulda, shoulda, woulda, buddy.
Well, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, no, you're exactly right with the Clips, and they should have had game two. They should – I mean, oh, my God. The other night, they just couldn't hit a basket. They would get within 1 point, and they just could get on the other side of the ledger with it, missing shots. I was wondering when they were going to stop shooting threes and get something going to the rim and maybe draw a foul and all those kind of stuff. You know, you got PG-13, who's this great. I mean, he's a very good NBA player. He's missing free throws in game two. He's not making shots in game four. And it was just, to me, it looked like it was just a struggle, or it's just been a struggle a tad bit with the Clippers. I don't know about you, but on the other side, look, you got our hometown Phoenix Suns that are doing something special. And I don't know if it's lightning in a bottle this year, kind of like Miami Heat last year. But you know, what they're doing as playing as a team, and when somebody is down and out like Chris Paul was for the first few games, and coming away with victories, you know, their confidence is growing every time they step on the court in the playoffs, and it is fun to see.
Hey, to your point about the lightning in the bottle, I don't think it is, because I really like the way the Suns have gotten to where they are. I think they've done it the right way. They've done it through the draft. They've done it through, you know, going out and getting a couple key pieces here and there. So at the end of the day, I think that they've done things the right way. So it's very easy to get behind them. It's very easy to like them. A bunch of likable guys on that team, to be honest with you. And who doesn't like Chris Paul? I'm sorry, but like, you feel right. So bad for this guy, because everybody wrote him off years ago, and now look what he's doing, man. He's getting his team back to the NBA finals, and you know, so there's a lot of good things about this story that we're seeing develop from the Phoenix Suns. So I do like that. I want to ask you though, on a serious note, you know, on whether we want the Suns to win, whether we want the Clippers to win, whatever, because we do want the Suns to win, because they want that dream matchup of the Bucks and the Suns. And, you know, the Bucks are in a dogfight with Atlanta. But quite frankly, I think they started figuring things out. And I do think that we'll see the Milwaukee Bucks prevail in the end. And I do think we're going to have Phoenix-Milwaukee final, which is going to be fantastic. But let me ask you, I'll be honest and objective on this. How has the officiating been in your eyes as far as the NBA playoffs, whether it's against, you know, the Celtics, anybody, brother? Like, do you think that the officiating has been on point, or do you think it's been a little dicey?
I think it's been a little dicey, and I'm usually, you know, right behind those referees, you know, in any one of the sports, because it's a tough job. It's a fast job, especially at the NBA level. But what I've seen so far is, some nights it just seems like they're picking on one of the teams and just calling fouls there, or calling a foul when they're anticipating it being a foul and there's actually no contact, there's no nothing. But I think there's a lot of, I don't want to say sketchiness in terms of like they're all in on some scam with all this and getting certain teams the wins and all that. But yeah. It's been real questionable, a lot of these calls that I've seen.
All right, we're going to jump out to the phones, 1-800-878-7529. We've got a caller. If I'm not mistaken, I'm guessing it's MISM, who has been MIA as of lately, but no problems with that. Mitch in Santa Monica, you've got Mike Wilson, you've got Andy Dorf. Obviously, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. How are you? What's on the mind, my friend?
Hey, guys, thanks. Well, nice to be back. By the way, Andy, getting worked up over the Clippers? My God, you really don't need to get your blood pressure up that much over the Clippers. They're the Clippers, for God's sake. Suns are going to win this series. It's going to be all done. But let me get first thing started. Max Verstappen, Dusty's Grand Prix, just won three in a row. Are you kidding me? What are they
hey,
doing
let me,
that ripple
you know what?
Out
let,
there?
Let whoa, me whoa, jump in really, hey, day? Let me jump in really quickly. You asked me a question the other day, and I started thinking about it. I put my head together, and I really, really wanted to come up with an answer for you. And I'll tell you the truth. Here's the answer that you were looking for, and I didn't give it to you the other day. I'm glad you just brought this up. Mike, he's obviously talking about the Formula One stuff and things along yep. those lines, okay? And here's the deal, brother. Red Bull has figured out some stuff, and their technology right now is ahead of Mercedes, dude. So at the end of the day, blame Mercedes for not getting their technology up to speed with Red Bull.
Dude, I think Formula One needs Rob Manfred to go check out what Red Bull's doing. I mean, are you kidding me? Hey, by the way, MJ, you think coming back out of the MISM hiatus, I'd start off with Formula One, huh? How about that game?
No, I will look. MISM, look, I will give you a standing ovation because I am a big F1 watcher and fan. So I don't mind it at all. Bring it up as much as you want.
All right, but I'm telling you, brother, that's what you told me not to get my blood worked up about the Clippers. I just got my blood worked up about Red Bull being better than Mercedes, crying out loud, bro.
I am now sitting down. I am literally sitting down in awe. If there is not a harder working is there not a harder working person in all of sports talk radio than Andy Dorf on sports? I mean, seriously, I threw it out there, and the guy did his homework. There's no way he knew this stuff off the top of his head. He did his homework. He knows what's going on. He knows that Red Bull has figured out something. And Mercedes and Toto are scratching their heads going, like, what's going on? Lewis Hamilton's like, where am I going to get the speed? We can't keep up with these guys.
I had my research staff do the homework for me, so I got to give credit to Dylan, who did all the hard work for me.
Well, Dylan should be hanging out with Max in Berkeley, who, by the way, is no more Max in Berkeley. Congratulations, Max, Mr. Graduate, Mr. Cal Pal, fair graduate. But Andy, man, that's awesome. I am very, very impressed. I think everyone who's out there, that Andy Dorf can come back with Mr. Santa Monica after his hiatus coming out of the basement with a Formula One take and to go toe-to-toe with a right cross, lovely. Love that stuff, man. Never cease to impress. But let's talk about a couple things. I know I want to roll back the clock because we really can't talk about, you know, really don't need to talk about Game 7 of the Bucks-Brooklyn series. But what was Drew Holiday doing on KD at the end of that game, even though they won? I just don't get what was going on in Coach Bud's mind. Is it that we don't know what we're doing and Bud knows really what he's doing? Or is Bud just getting that lucky? And that being said,
hey,
I mean,
you know
game
what?
Was...
But I'm glad you just went down this road because I think it has something to do with what we've seen happen already in the Atlanta Hawk-Milwaukee Bucks series. Like, dude, game one, the Milwaukee Bucks thought that was game 50 of the regular season and they were going through the damn motions, okay? They turn it around in game two. Hopefully they can obviously go to Atlanta and make things really, really difficult for them and put themselves in a position the same way that the Suns have. But dude, you're on to something with Coach Bud. Either he's fooling us all or we're getting we're not being fooled, and we see that, you know what, their talent is just so good that no matter what this dude does, they're going to win despite his mistakes and his stupidity, which in turn makes the Bucks on the floor look like the dumbest team I've ever seen play basketball on the NBA level. You want to get my blood going? Keep going, friend.
I mean, Charles Barkley at halftime was saying, you watch the end of this game, if they don't have Giannis on KD at the end of the game, I mean, he's got to be on him. And I don't think Giannis, unless there was a switch, covered KD even once in Game 7. But they won the game, and it seems like right now this Bucks team, although we're in the first two series they swept, they needed to get a big punch in the face to wake them up in Brooklyn, and they needed a big punch in the face in Game 1. Because Game 2, my goodness, that was a trouncing like we have not seen in a long time out of these Milwaukee Bucks. In that type of situation. So,
by the way, Hey, I came up with this the other day. I haven't really put it out there on social media so much, but game one, we're talking about Ice Trey, right? And we're crowning this dude like he's the second coming of whoever you want. Michael Jordan, Magic, you name it. Some of the greatest players have ever played the game. Game two, the Milwaukee Bucks play defense on the dude. He goes 1 of 8 from three-point land, 6 of 16 from the field for 15 points. And, oh, by the way, did I mention he had 9 turnovers? So he goes from Ice Trey to Ash Trey, where the Bucks are just sitting there putting their cigars out in there, baby.
See, MJ, that's why he's the host, because he just hijacked my take where I was going to. I was going right about, like, Trae Young, oh, what is he, like a perennial top 10 in the history of the NBA after game one? And then, I'm sorry, game two goes north. Come on now, this guy, he's Trae Young. He has the shimmy of which is going to be like his highlight for his life. To that bucket. Give me a break. Trae Young is
I'm
nothing,
telling you right now,
right?
That was the mistake. Hey, that was the mistake exactly. That he made. He woke the Milwaukee Bucks up, dude. They got embarrassed by that small cat, by that midget of a man who was playing like a beast, dude. And what did they do? They beat him down, and you know what? They put him back in his place, and they kept him humble. I hear the music, my friend. We got to run. It's been great hearing from you, MISM.
Hey, nice to be back. I won't be a stranger. I'm out of the basement. We're back. We are back.
I love it, man. MISM. That dude knows how to get the blood going, doesn't he, Mike Wilson? We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do like we always do. It's parting shot time, people. We're going to wrap it up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Trey looking to drive. The bump, the bank, the basket. Trey. Oh, my goodness.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
And Equan Moore with a rebound. Out to Crowder. He lobs it. Eaton grabs it and jams it. Beautiful move, and there's a foul on the play. Crowder, the DA for the hoop.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we come back in the wee hours of the night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take you through the dark hours and maybe even into the light hours of the day for wherever you may be in the world. But, Mike, you know what? Maybe the play of the NBA playoffs was that inbound play from Crowder to Ayton where he got the dunk in 0.2 seconds, and we know the rest is history. They steal game two, not necessarily steal it, but, you know, they get the victory, and then Suns are on their way to the finals, man. It's unbelievable. But as we always do, brother, parting shot time, you are up.
Well, I'm going to keep it in the NBA. My hometown team, Portland Trail Blazers, apparently have hired a new coach in Chauncey Billups. It's Billups' first attempt at being a head coach. He's paid his dues. So let's see what he does. And it's always nice to have your first NBA head coaching job. So good job, Chauncey.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, he's going to go work with Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and, you know, some of the talent that they have there in Portland, and we'll see if he can be the thing that can get them over the hump, right? I mean, they've had many times where we thought, oh, they were going to make a deep run. They didn't make it. And then we've had times where we're like, oh, they're going to go out, and then they make that deep run where we didn't expect it. So maybe he can be a little steadying factor and get them over the hump. Look, bro, my message, like you, I'm going to keep it NBA style. Milwaukee Bucks, you had that wake-up call in game two. Let's take that and let's keep running with it, you know, because at the end of the day, 50 years ago is way too long, man, way too long. And if you know what I'm talking about, it's 50 years ago that the Milwaukee Bucks, Lew Alcindor, Oscar Robertson got the job done. Bring it back home, Milwaukee. This time around, it's Giannis, it's Drew, it's Chris, and the rest of the guys. Get it done. Cream City needs it. That's my team. That's my city. Fear the deer. Milwaukee Bucks basketball, baby. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey!
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.